that Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Developed and produced by Norman Lear.
We are all sour and great. Those were the days.
Thank you.
Edith accepts a registered letter.
What is it, Ma?
It's a special delivery for Mr. and Mrs. Archie Bunker.
Ma, would you please tell me how my soup tastes?
Edith tries a sip.
Mmm, delicious. It just needs a little less salt.
Thanks, Mom.
As Gloria returns to the kitchen, Edith sits down to read the letter. Michael watches her.
This is terrible.
Oh, what is it?
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Bunker, we regret to inform you that your home insurance has been canceled.
What? Let me see that. Wow. How do you like that? Comprehensive fire theft? Hey, they cancel it all. Doesn't even say why.
Oh, Archie will be so upset. I don't know how I'm going to tell him. I hope he's in a good mood when he gets home.
Don't worry, Ma. I'll tell him.
Archie gets home.
I want to tell you, Zor, life can be lousy.
Maybe you better tell him.
Don't ask me how my day went. You wouldn't want to hear the answer. Get out of the chair here, huh?
Michael stands.
Hello, Edith. How are you? You fine? Thank you very much. That's all the talk I want to hear out of you till further notice. And a dummy up meathead to you. Now that takes care of this here group. Where's Gloria?
Well, she's in the kitchen fixing dinner.
Now here this all is, and pass the word to the kitchen. Got a very serious problem here. It's going to take all of my thinking and all of my consecration. This is where I'm going to be doing it here. These are all going to be helping me. How, you may ask? By keeping your mouth shut. I want you all to synchronize your tongues to silence. Ready? Begin.
Archie, hear something.
He looks at Edith.
Was I talking too fast for you, Edith? Or were your ears just too slow? Stifle yourself.
But this letter...
Lick it, stamp it, and mail it, Edith. I got bigger fish to fly. Now get me a beer without a glass and without another word.
She motions to Michael.
Arch.
Give me up!
Michael walks around behind Archie and sits in Edith's chair.
Archie?
Are you looking for an argument?
I just wanted to talk to you.
Forget it. All I ask of you is complete silence.
Archie, here's your beer.
She brings it with the letter.
The letter with a beer chaser, Harry. What are you trying to put over?
I think you better read it.
Edith, you can't put your mind on two things at the same time. See, your brain gets clogged. It'll back up on you. There ain't no Drano but a Brano. Take it out of here.
Oh, here's your beer.
Now, wait a minute, Edith. Hold it. This ain't my regular beer.
Well, you see, that brand was on sale.
So what, Edith? If there was a sale on dirty socks, would you buy them?
No.
No, because, you know, I ain't got no use for dirty socks. And I ain't got no use for any beer except my own, and I don't want to talk about socks and beer.
Would you like to talk about this letter?
N-O.
Well, then I guess I'll go help Gloria fix the dinner.
That would be nice.
Edith thrusts the letter at Michael and retreats into the kitchen.
Arch?
Ain't you got nothing to do with yourself?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about this problem.
I got a bigger problem over here.
Oh, you want to talk to me about it? I mean, there are certain things a man only wants to discuss with another man.
Archie raises his eyebrows and gives him a look.
Well, I mean, if you have a problem, maybe I can help you with it.
My problem is about work, which you don't know nothing about. Like you said, it's a man's problem, and that's where you get off the train.
Okay, forget it. Forget it, all right?
Michael, what's the matter?
I try to help. He kicked me right in the teeth.
Archie, what happened?
Daddy, what did you say to Michael?
Well, don't bother him, Gloria. Can't you see he's got a big problem? Somebody probably stole a Twinkie out of his lunchbox.
Archie tilts his head and gives him a lopsided smile.
Funny. Well, if you think my having to fire a man is a little problem.
Oh, my, is that what's bothering you?
That's right. He thinks I gotta fire one of my men.
Why do you have to do a thing like that?
Oh, well, I don't know. It's because of this depression or recession or whatever they're calling it.
Nixon calls it a recent upswing in the economic picture.
Why don't we shove some food in front of this pinko and keep his mouth busy?
They move to the table.
That'll make us all feel better.
Daddy, when did all this happen?
Oh, just today. The boss sent the word down. He wants one man fired, and I gotta recommend who.
Well, that's an awful thing to have to recommend. Why don't you recommend something else?
Because the boss don't want something else, either. I gotta give one of my three men the axe. Well, I got little Emmanuel, the Puerto Rican guy with the short leg. Got Black Elmo, the colored guy, and good old Stretch Cunningham.
The dope.
Stretch Cunningham ain't no dope.
Archie, you said yourself the guy's got an IQ of about one.
I know, but it's been lately going up.
Archie, IQs don't go up.
How do you know? You don't work with the man. I seen it going up. And anyhow, being smart ain't the most important thing on this job. The most important thing is dependability. That's what it is. You take Black Elmo, I can't depend on the guy.
But you said he's never missed a day of work since he's been with you.
I can't depend on him keeping that up. And his little Emmanuel, besides having a gimpy leg, he don't speak no good English. And how can you count on a guy who don't speak no good English?
Archie, Emmanuel's your quickest worker. You're always saying that.
That's the trouble with him. He's too quick.
What?
He always looks like he's doing more than he really is.
What is he really doing, Archie?
I don't know, Edith. By the time I get around to check up on him, he's got it done.
Let's face it, Daddy. You're saying Emmanuel and Elmo are your best men.
That's right. And Stretch Cunningham's incompetent, but he's white, so he stays.
Look, I couldn't fire Stretch Cunningham even if I wanted to. There's 60 other white guys down there, and they'd murder me if I'd done a thing like that. Now, you don't know how much Stretch means to them.
Oh, yes, I do. White power.
That don't mean nothing like that.
What is it, then?
Well, for one thing, the guys all love him, see? Because he makes them laugh, and he'll do anything for a laugh. Like one of them Blue Mondays not long ago, everybody's feeling lousy, see? So Stretch goes outside, he takes off all his clothes, takes a bunch of raisins, puts them in his belly button. See, he can do that because he's got the going-in kind. Then he comes running back and he says, "Hey, look, everybody, I'm a raisin cookie." That's funny.
Archie, if a black man or a Puerto Rican did the same thing, you'd call him stupid. But Stretch Cunningham's white, so he's funny.
I'm nuts to you. You don't know how these guys feel unless you talk to them. You don't know nothing about humor. Anyway, I ain't made my final decision yet, so why don't we talk about something else?
All right. Your insurance has been canceled.
She gives him the letter.
Oh, this got to be a mistake, Edith. I always paid every single premium. I ain't never once put in a claim for nothing.
Maybe that's why they canceled you.
Oh. You see whose name is signed to the bottom of these glad tidings?
Yeah, Wendell Hornsby.
Wendell Hornsby? Your idiot nephew. The guy that sold me this policy in the first place.
The one I had wasn't good enough. Oh, no, I had to scrap it and buy another one from this here jerk.
Oh, but he was just starting out, and he's family.
Your family, ye, did not mine. Your family don't even know I'm alive, except when they want something. 7 years ago, out of the blue, Wendell's mother calls me up. Oh, hello, Uncle Archie, how are you? All of a sudden, I'm elected to the family as official patsy. So I can be the first customer for this guy and buy his first policy. And this is my thank you note here. Cancel.
But I'm sure it's not his fault.
Yeah, Arch, they don't start canceling policies unless they're paying out too much. Maybe there's been a lot of fires in this area.
Oh, there's no fires around here. Except when Jim McNabb set fire to his Christmas tree in a gutter and his crazy dog went out and dragged it back into the house. This is your nephew, Edith. And it's your fault. I want you to call his Wendell on the phone and tell him I want to see him.
Now?
Yes, now.
All right, Archie.
Jerry, why don't you sit down and eat your dinner?
Of course, I lost my appetite.
Archie, what are you getting so upset about? It's probably just a mistake. If it's not, you know, I think it's kind of ironic.
To which?
I mean, think about it. The insurance company's cutting you off for no good reason. And tomorrow you're going to cut little Emmanuel off for no good reason.
You don't know that. I don't know that myself.
Well, Archie, from everything you've said...
What I say ain't got nothing to do with what I think. There's a lot of things going on up here that never come out my mouth. Now, just get away from me.
Wendell isn't home, but I left a message for him to call you back.
Yeah, well, he better call me back. Now, leave me alone, Harriet. I'm thinking.
Oh, about firing Elmo or little Emmanuel?
Yeah, Harriet. And about how to kill your nephew, Wendell.
In the kitchen.
Let's see. Wendell is my sister's husband's sister's son.
Oh, then he's really a distant relative.
Oh, yeah. He lives way out in Far Rockaway. Wendell's mother and I used to play together when we were little girls. You know what we did? Whenever we didn't have any money for candy, which was most of the time, we'd go into the candy store and start a fight.
Why, Ma?
Oh, it wasn't a real fight. Wendell's mother would make believe she was hitting me, and I would cry real loud. And then Mr. Solomon, the owner, would give me a sweet to make me stop crying. And then we'd run out on the sidewalk and divide the candy.
Oh, Ma, shame on you.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Sometimes he'd only give me one sour ball, and that would drive us crazy.
Archie gets home, and Michael joins him in the living room.
Hey, Arch, did you do it?
Did I do it? Did I do it? That's a real Pollock question if I ever heard one. And I'll give you a Pollock answer.
I don't know.
David, how am I supposed to know what you're talking about? Can't you ask me an intelligent question?
I didn't want to confuse you.
Listen, meathead, any time you ask me a straight question... I'll give you a straight answer.
Okay, did you fire Stretch Cunningham?
None of your damn business.
Archie, I'm glad you're home early because Wendell called and says he's coming before dinner.
Yeah, before is good because if I had to face the bum on a full stomach, I'd probably deteriorate.
Well, Wendell said to tell you that he couldn't stay long because he's very busy.
Sure, he's probably canceling policies all over town.
I'll get it, Mike. You go tell Gloria Wendell is here.
She opens the door.
Hello, Wendell.
Aunt Edith, is that you? I don't believe it. Oh, you look beautiful, fantastic, ravishing.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
this guy's shoveling with two hands.
Is that Uncle Archie? That is not Uncle Archie.
Yeah, that's Archie.
How does he do it, Aunt Edith? How do you do it, Uncle Archie? You're the picture of health.
Of course, my health insurance ain't been canceled.
That's Archie, all right. The same old sense of humor. And this must be little Andrea.
Gloria.
Gloria.
Yes, and this is my husband, Michael Stivic.
Husband? That means you're married.
Archie rolls his eyes.
Will you excuse me, Wendell? I have to go upstairs and wash my hair.
Of course. And what beautiful hair she has. Aunt Edith, I just can't get over
it. Come on, Wendell. Quit grinding out the bologna, huh? Edith, sit down someplace. Listen, what's the meaning of this here letter?
Oh, yes. This is our Form 404.
Just sit down here, huh? Now stop telling Edith how gorgeous she is, because we all know you're lying.
Archie goes to the door.
What a sense of humor.
Hello, Archie. I hope you don't mind, but I had to see you.
Oh, hi, Emmanuel.
Gee, I don't mean to bother you, but it's something important. I have to talk to you about it.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of busy here.
Who is it, Archie?
It's nobody, Edith. It's little Emmanuel.
Little Emmanuel, well, come in. I'm so glad to meet you. Look, everybody, it's little Emmanuel. Won't you sit down? Oh, this is my son-in-law, Michael Stivic, and my nephew,
Little. Come on, Edith. You ain't entertaining the mayor of Puerto Rico here. I think I know what Emmanuel wants. While we're in here busy talking over something else, Emmanuel, you wouldn't mind waiting in the kitchen, will you, huh? And I'll get you a drink while you're waiting out here. And then after that, go ahead, sit down, take a load off your foot.
Emmanuel sits at the kitchen table as Archie opens the fridge.
What do you people like to drink, pineapple juice? I got a bowl of cold rice in here.
No, nothing. I got to go quick.
Yeah, all right. Well, there's some coffee over there. Anytime you want it, just help yourself, huh?
He leaves the kitchen.
Archie, you did it.
I did what?
You fired little Emmanuel.
I had it.
You did not. You could have fired Stretch Cunningham.
What, and get 60 white guys on a job sore as hell at me? Get out of here.
Oh, come on, Archie. Why'd you have to pick on little Emmanuel?
Listen,
he's your best worker.
There's colored guys and white guys working down here. He's the only Puerto Rican he'll ever be missed.
Archie, you left little Emmanuel alone in the kitchen.
It's all right, Edith. He ain't gonna steal nothing.
He sits in Edith's chair.
Now, listen, let's get this 404. Wait a minute. What am I doing here? That's my chair. Get out of there. Sit down over there.
He moves Wendell to Edith's chair.
Now, start talking.
Well,
hold. Why are you breathing on me?
I gotta breathe.
Breathe over there, will you? I want my insurance back.
Now, Archie, I'm afraid it's not as simple as that. You see, this little code listing up here in the corner indicates you're in what we call an HRN.
HRN, what's that?
A high-risk neighborhood.
What is that?
Well, Uncle Archie, now let me make this perfectly clear.
Where have I heard that before?
Dummy up, you. What, you were saying?
Your insurance has not been canceled. It's been economically terminated.
Wait a minute. Don't terminated mean the same thing as canceled?
Yes, but economically terminated is a much nicer term because it lets the client know it's nothing he's done.
Archie, excuse me. Little Emmanuel is anxious to speak to you.
All right, Edith, can you pour him some coffee out there?
Yeah, all right, Archie.
Now, I ain't got all night, Wendell, so give it to me straight.
Okay. Archie, you are a victim of area displacement.
What does that mean?
I think it means you didn't get it straight.
Who asked you? Now, Wendell, give it to me straight, or I punch you in the head.
Archie, you have a fabulous sense of humor.
Archie, por favor?
Yeah, pour some more. Come on, Wendell.
Okay, now I have a map in here which I think will clear everything up.
Yeah, well, we gotta get everything cleared up. Yeah, put it right down on the table.
Archie, please.
All right, take it easy, Emmanuel. Well, yeah, you get your stuff out, and I'm gonna talk to this guy in the kitchen. Please. Get back in there.
He follows Emmanuel into the kitchen with Michael.
Edith, what are you doing here? Go outside and sit with your dopey nephew.
Right away, Archie.
Now, listen, Emmanuel, I'm kind of rushed for time, so, what do you want with me?
Well, I want to talk to you about me getting fired.
Well, Emmanuel, it's this way. See, you wasn't really fired.
No? Ave Maria Purisima, que hombre tan bueno, Archie. Oye, muchachos, you mean I still have my job?
Wait a minute. Will you sit down, Emmanuel?
Yeah,
don't kiss me no more. No. I mean, you ain't got your job, Emmanuel. I mean, you were what we call in the business there, unfortunately terminated.
What does that mean?
Well, it's kind of like...
Archie, why don't you tell him the truth? It's kind of like being fired, right?
Don't listen to the college boy up here. He don't know nothing.
Yeah, but he's right. I am fired. And I help you, you know that. Now, why can't you not help me no more?
Well, gee, I mean, I'd do anything I could, Emmanuel, but I just can't do nothing about it.
Archie, I'm ready with the map out here.
Now, hold it. Stay here, will you? This is important outside, Emmanuel. Don't give me no arguments.
Archie, look at this.
Now, what do we got here?
Well, I think this will really explain everything. This is a detailed sectional map of the whole area. Your neighborhood now extends all the way down to the river here, where a lot of, high-risk people live.
Now, wait a minute. What are you talking about, the college?
Black people.
Whatever.
We call them low-income socioeconomic groups.
Yeah, everybody calls them something.
Well, because they're officially part of your area now, we've had to terminate all the insurance in this neighborhood.
What are you telling me? You're lumping me with them? What have I got to do with colors and Puerto Ricans?
It's got nothing to do with that, but the boundary for the high-risk neighborhood runs right along here, and here's your house.
My house is right on the line.
Yes, which makes it part of the HRN. Now, if you only lived on the other side of the line, in this house or this one.
Paula, this house right here belongs to Jefferson, and he's colored.
But you still live in the colored neighborhood.
But this is the colored guy.
But he lives in a low-risk neighborhood.
That's discrimination.
That's discrimination.
That's the insurance business.
Archie, can we talk now?
Oh, wait a minute. Will you, Emmanuel?
Yes, well, I really must be going myself. Now, Uncle Archie, look, I sympathize with you, but I'm just one man in one little office. The decisions are made upstairs. That's the way the system operates. What can I do about it?
You could do something about it if you wanted to. After all, you're Rita's nephew here. Why couldn't you go up to the president and say something? Ain't you man enough to do that?
I'm really very sorry. Good night, all.
Wendell leaves.
And that's the end of that.
Archie.
Oh, Emmanuel, yeah.
Are you sure there is nothing you can do?
Well, listen, Emmanuel, I'm sorry to keep you waiting there, but you gotta believe me, see? I'd do something for you, but I can't. Listen, I'm only a little man, see? These decisions are made by the big men upstairs. Know what I mean? It's the system, Emmanuel. See, it's the way the system operates.
System?
Yeah.
Well, where do I go to talk to this system?
Oh, well, Emmanuel, you can't talk to the system. I mean, it ain't a person, you know. It's... I don't know what it is. See? All I know is that I'd like to help you, but I can't, Emmanuel. And I'm really very sorry.
You know something? I feel sorry for you.
Huh?
How are you two guys gonna do all that work?
Oh, there's three guys there.
No, there's two. There's you and Black Elmo.
Stretch Cunningham's still working.
You're not counting Stretch Cunningham, are you? All he does is tell jokes all day. He don't do no work. Mrs. Bunker, what time do you serve dinner?
Well, Archie likes his dinner promptly at 6.
Well, from now on, you do not wait for him because he will be promptly late every night. 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, who knows? Archie, I'll tell you, with Mino there, I won't want your job for no money. Good night, everybody.
Archie lowers his gaze and furrows his brow. He realizes Michael and Edith are staring at him.
Well, don't be looking at me. Nothing I can do about it. Go on and go about your business.
He sinks heavily into his chair.
I don't understand them people no more than you do. Geez, they're out of work and they laugh.
Archie returns home from work. Wearily, he takes off his hat.
Oh, Archie, there you are. Oh, it's so late.
He collapses into his chair, and Edith gives him a kiss.
Archie, I ain't never seen you so tired.
You know that Stretch Cunningham?
Yeah.
He ain't so funny.
Directed by John Rich, written by Lee Kalheim. Script supervision, Norman Lear, Michael Ross, and Bernie West.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Philip Proctor as Wendell. Raphael Campos as Emmanuel. Associate producer George Turpin. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme by Roger Kellaway. Production supervisor Alan Bumrocker. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. CBS, recorded at Television City, Hollywood, California. A Bud York and Norman Lear tandem production. Copyright 1971, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Viacom presentation.